Welcome to it. It's good to have you here on a Tuesday. Just time to get rolling. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America for Tuesday, November 26, 2019. It is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the New York Times seems awfully interested in the goings-on of a man who owns $1 billion of an empire built on styrofoam and red plastic, more accurately, the red Solo cups. But he's buying land on the Cayman Islands, and the New York Times wants to know why. I don't really care. They do. Number two, new studies show that if Elizabeth Warren had her way with Medicare for All, it would bankrupt the United States. I know you're shocked to hear that. We'll talk about it. And number one, the anonymous author. The anonymous author, not anonymous anymore, it seems. It seems we have a suspect that has been identified by Fox News, a guy that was live on the air when they dropped the bombshell right on his head. Are you anonymous? He couldn't answer the question. So there you go. But first, breaking news. I've been telling you here for the past couple of days that it didn't appear the Democrats were going to get the impeachment numbers. I started to wonder if the Democrats were going to get the impeachment numbers because the polling is so bad now. The polling is so bad now on impeachment that Adam Schiff has clearly failed to deliver on his promise that the president would be impeached and run out of office. His ironclad promise, his ironclad evidence has turned out to be gossip and hearsay and presumptions and assumptions, and it's not there anymore. And now, Brenda Lawrence, good friend of this program, by the way, a Democrat from Michigan, a prominent supporter of Kamala Harris's bid to become president of the United States, who had previously supported the idea of an impeachment inquiry right here on the show, says, no more. She says she no longer sees any value in the process of impeachment and calling her fellow Democrats to throw their support behind a censure resolution. She wants to censure the president, which is basically symbolic. So here's what I'm going to tell you today. I'm going to tell you today that the blue wall is crumbling and honest Democrats know it everywhere. The whole impeachment sham is being exposed to the light. And frankly, Americans don't like what they're seeing at all. I've been saying for a few days that the question is not whether the Republicans would peel off and join the impeachment effort. The question now becomes, can Democrats get enough votes to impeach at all? And I say this with Brenda Lawrence leading the way. You see, yesterday on the program, Alyssa Slotkin was here. She is a freshman member of Congress that represents my district, which is the 8th Congressional District in Michigan. She won in a district won by Trump by 7 points in 2016. Her margin of victory, about 3.5 points last year. I asked her yesterday on this program, would you vote to impeach? Well, I can't say right now. I'm still looking for evidence. I don't know. The point being, it's not a, yes, we're going to impeach this president. This, he has done these things wrong. It's very clear. None of that. But Alyssa Slotkin is very different from Brenda Lawrence and people like her. Here's why. Alyssa Slotkin is one of 31 or 33 members of Congress that are in those districts, won by Trump, that were won by freshman members of Democrats very narrowly. Brenda Lawrence isn't in a swing district at all. Brenda Lawrence is in the 14th Congressional District of Michigan. It's a safe district. Her decision to say, I don't support the impeachment process any further, is a very big deal. It means the blue wall is crumbling. Adam Schiff did not do his job. He did not deliver. The ironclad charges against the president are anything but. Which is why, when I was in the White House with the president last week, he mocked the idea of impeachment. So people like Alyssa Slotkin were hoping to get this ticket. The hottest ticket in D.C. up until now has been, okay, who can vote no? Who will Nancy Pelosi give permission to vote no to, because they still need 217 votes, 218 to get over the hump, 218 votes to get over the hump, which means they had about 17 tickets to give. One's already gone, taken by somebody not in a swing district. Expect to hear other Democrats come forth soon, unless there is some earth-shattering evidence that this president committed a crime, an impeachable crime, a crime that he could be removed 11 months before an election. Unless that comes forward, and soon, you may never see a trial in the United States Senate. And all of those Democrats and all of those liberals and the Never Trump chattering crowd will find out once again this president has survived and persevered and gotten things done. If Brenda Lawrence leads the way, it could lead the way to USMCA. It could lead the way to a reduction in the cost of prescription drugs. It could lead the way to a deal on infrastructure here in the United States. This is huge that Brenda Lawrence is stepping away. And it puts people like Alyssa Slotkin in the very, very hot seat of now deciding, what do I do? If Brenda Lawrence is saying no, what do I do? What does Max Rose do? What does Haley Stevens do? What do all of these freshman representatives around the country do now? Because the Trump derangement syndrome mentality is going away. And for people like Bill Kristol, I just laugh. You're an idiot. Getting things done is key. Sitting there bumping your gums and doing nothing while pontificating about the removal of American president on, to be kind, flimsy charges is no way to run the railroad. And let me give you an idea of why. And by the way, it is important to note. It is important to note that even after it was focus group tested, the term bribery didn't fly either because people are like, wait a second. He talked to a foreign leader. That's not bribery. People think bribery is here's cash. Don't, you know, do this for me or don't do that or whatever it may be. Here's bribe. Do this for me. Here's a bribe. Help me out. And that didn't fly. Recent surveys. Here's another new survey. We gave you a bunch of them yesterday. Here's a Gallup survey just completed indicating that 45% of independent voters supported impeaching and removing the president in early November, all right, in the first 2 weeks. Now, 53% opposed the move. 53%, it's totally switched. It was 53-44 in favor of impeachment. Now it's 53-44 against impeachment. This is what's happening. The numbers are crumbling because Americans have seen, and what they've seen is nothing again. This only benefits the president. This only benefits members of Congress that are running against impeachment. Brenda Lawrence knows that. We'll have her back on the program as soon as we can to discuss this. Brenda Lawrence was last supposed to be on the program the day that, Elijah Cummings passed away. And so she couldn't make it. But Brenda Lawrence has been on this program many times. And Democrats are and liberals are because we like the robust conversation, the full picture. And I want to discuss with her her decision to say, you know what, censure will do. I don't like what he did. I don't think he should have talked to them about any investigation of the Bidens who could potentially be political rivals, but it's not impeachable. It's not a crime. And Brenda Lawrence, you're right. I tip my hat to you for doing the right thing. The first Democrat to do the right thing and say impeachment is a step too far. 14 after on a Tuesday. That's big news, friends. Watch for other Democrats to follow soon. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student-athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.